on, wait a minute now. Hold on. Let me get this straight here. Let me get this straight. Quiet in the court. Quiet in the court, damn it. Quiet in the court.
Order in the court.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Well, as the bus stopped in front of me and I saw this big advertisement for those guys and I saw their ugly mugs planted on the paper, I couldn't help myself but to take my can of black spray paint and expose their true colors. And I put the pussy whiskers on them to expose the pussies that they really are.
You're talking about pussy cats now, right?
Real pussies.
Pussy cats, right?
That's right.
You're talking about pussy cats. You're talking about, of course, because we call them Siegfried and Roy, who are the animal magicians. And, of course, you're making references to the fact of the feline species and the whiskers of a pussycat. Is that not correct?
That would seem to be correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, in that case...
Order in the court!
You have just won a pair of tickets to Guide 2, because missions of mercy like that shall go rewarded in my court... And that is all that Judge Guy has to say about it today. Stay on the line. You have nailed me for two tickets to Guy 2.
All right.
Hold on.
The judge has spoken.
Order in the court!
Now remember, if you want Judge Guy to hear your case, 520-5858, Orange County 977-5858. We'll hear it. Judge Guy will pass judgment.
Order!
Yeah.
sometimes when this place gets kind of empty. Sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way. Tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding.
You are looking for. find myself in a strange situation, and I don't know how. What seems to be an infatuation is so different now. I can't get by if we're not together. I want you now and forever, close to me. I'm longing for the time, I'm longing for the day, hoping that you will promise to be mine and never go away. I don't want to live without you.
make the phone at every curve. Just use your body. She says, don't hitch her. When you ride with me, little boy, take it any way you like. She said, let's ride.
KMBC FM. FM 102. And of course, Bob Taylor praying. Excuse me for one moment. Yeah, I feel better now.
Throw it at me.
No, no. Don't get me started. I'll draw blood. All right. We got one more round of Judge Guy. Well, let's first hear what these people want to, what the case is before we judge. Yep.
Yes, Judge Kemp. I would like you to enact.
All right, you got to turn your.
I would love for you to enact into law that all out-of-state air personality register with your high court within 24 hours upon entering Los Angeles County. Also, ban the unhonorable Howard the Duck from our state.
That's very interesting. Okay, hold on. KMPC.
Hello, Judge.
Yes.
Kemp Walkner.
Yes.
What are you doing today? I would like to, my case is against those other radio stations. Yes, they always insult 7-Eleven. This is not very good for my business. I know that you do it, but I know you mean no harm from all this. So I think that they should get the chair or something.
Well, the problem is I got sick at your 7-Eleven sushi bar. I like 7-Eleven. I love 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, if it wasn't for 7-Elevens, where else could you go at 3:30 in the morning and get a burrito or whatever around your town? I like 7-Elevens. And not only that, 7-Eleven is going to be a buyer on this station, and I love 7-Elevens. Don't you like 7-Elevens?
Killer.
No. They're killer. 7-Elevens, man. If it wasn't for, you know, they seriously, all kidding aside, how many, there are like a million of those things, 7-Eleven, the Southland Corporation?
Yeah.
And
ask him.
The Southland Corporation gives a lot to muscular dystrophy. They help out Jerry Lewis. And they really are some great people. So, of course, my hat's off to 7-Eleven. Now, enough of that. We've got Mr. Universe coming up. Ooh, yeah, Mr. Universe coming up where actually we're going to stop in. Talk to a bartender in Guy's Cafe who's known as Mr. Universe, who knows everything about anything. And he will answer any of our questions. And all we have to do is leave him a tip in his glass. KMPC FM, FM 102, Rocky Hill, a little brother of Dusty Hill, ZZ Top.
Big bad friends, tell them to come on. to pull them like the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your
Every time the telephone rings, I hold my breath, hoping it's you. I'm scared to death. The telephone rings, my fickle heart cries. Let it be you on the line. Then a voice says hello. Can I speak to Joe? Wrong number. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Pity the fool who loves you so. If you found someone new, don't let me know. The telephone rings, my heart skips a beat. Let it be you, this is my belief. Then a voice on the other end says, can I speak to Ben? Goodbye.
KMPC FM, FM 102.
You know, nothing like a good damn grill session to just liven up your day. Could I have some more of that saddle soap, please, for my back where the scars are from this last cat of nine tails whipping, please? Thank you, Mr. Bob Taylor. You know, those things hurt. Why are they nine, you know? I mean, wouldn't be, it wouldn't be so bad, but she puts, like, pieces of razors and stuff on the end of it. I mean, it's just, it's getting a little ridiculous. In fact, I'd like to do that for you now. A typical cat of nine tails Sam Guy grilling. There, oh, see, now, why? Look at these look at these things. Okay, how does she do that over the phone? It's incredible.
A little Mercurochrome.
Tell you, what is on the lines?
They'll heal.
What?
Just listeners.
KMPC FM Glendale, Los Angeles, and of course, full service rock and roll for Southern California. We're FM 102. Are you going to tell me that what I'm about
There's
to...
some court cases. I don't know. If
some you court know. Cases?
You got a big docket. I don't know if you want to get into it.
Well,
you know.
Let me see. Maybe not. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, guy. What's up?
Oh, ow. Nothing really.
Ooh, you really like that, though, don't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I was wondering, are you going to be doing any more court cases anytime soon?
I would, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah?
Hey, guy?
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Hey, your show is so great. I mean, you are the Renaissance man of DJing.
I'm the Renaissance man of DJ. Well...
great with the show. Hey, I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
I was the first guy to ever publicly insult Rick Dees on live television. Well, not really live, but like taped.
Well, that's very nice.
It was like on the Wally George show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, came up to the podium.
Yeah.
And Rick Dees, I mean, this guy was in this really dumb costume.
Yeah.
And he goes, I go, why are you dressed like that? And he goes, well, you know, you want to be the stupidest costume because he's on the stupidest show.
Yeah.
I go, well, Mr. Sleaze, I mean, Dees. Oh, I'm sorry, I get mixed up.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Rick, what do you do for a living? And he said, that's easy. I'm an entertainer. I said, hey, no, you're not. I've heard your show.
That's very good. That's very creative. Did anybody wear any KMPC shirts?
While I was there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they probably did.
Well, okay. Well, that's very good. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, is there any way I could get a hold of a KMPC t-shirt?
I'm going to make this the night of, like Lurch. You'll have to stay tuned.
I'll have to stay tuned?
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing.
I'm getting in trouble promising things. What?
Hey, I think your show is, like, the best.
Well, thank you very much.
And I've been telling all my friends about it, too.
Well, great. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Yes?
Yes, I'd like to beat you like a redheaded stepchild guy, Kemp.
You would?
Yes.
And pray tell why.
And drop you like a sack of potatoes.
Okay, that's very nice. I like that kind of abuse. Why? Pray tell why.
Because you're not enacting my law into law. I want to ban the unhonorable Howard Duck from our fine state.
Okay, that's a very good point. Hold on. I'm just going to... Hello?
Guy, are you still selling those sweatshirts? You know, for $10, whatever. You have announced any type of charity for this month, and I was wondering.
Yeah, you know, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes?
I got a question for Guy Kemp.
Yeah?
I want to know if he's taking free consultations with court cases.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah?
Is this Guy Kemp?
Yeah.
Can you guys play some music?
What do you want to hear?
Listen to some, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, and are you tired, drugged out, or drunk?
No.
None of them?
Tired.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Better. Goodbye. Now I've got five lines of people that I went,
Hold on.
I thought I knew what I was doing, but I think I'm a little gun-shy now. And the only way to really rid myself of the gun-shyness is to really let it all hang out. And, you know, I'm really beginning to think, oh, maybe I won't let it hang out. How are you guys doing?
Fine.
We're going to do something first. We're going to go into music, and we're going to come back and talk to you guys.
Good guy, thanks.
All right? You're welcome anytime.
Sure.
Sure. KMPC FM, FM 102. Because the talking heads do that. They'll pause for 30 seconds and then add a note. How are you, Bob Taylor?
Oh, good.
Anything funny you'd like to do?
Nah.
Really? You sure? Here's your chance
like
to be funny.
I'd like to visit Guy Cafe sometime later.
Well, we will be doing Guy's Cafe, Mr. Universe. I think it's funny, and we'll probably do it within the hour. Within 45 minutes. Look at those lines. They're blazing.
Christmas.
Ooh. Quick, give me something funny. What? Well, what good are you if you're not going to give me something funny? All right, I'll find something funny. This isn't it. I did this 3 weeks ago. Let's see if I can find something funny in here. Nope, nothing funny in there. Can I have something funny? All right, here's something funny. Golf Digest, how to break 100. Well, I'm just looking here. How to shoot your career score in 1988. A color-coded guide to breaking your personal scoring barrier. Okay, so you'd always, in a sand, want to hit behind the ball about a quarter of an inch, thus having the sand lifted onto the green and near the pin. Oh. Phil Packerman likes that. I bet you do, Phil. Ooh. Anybody put sand in your Vaseline?
Just once in.
There you go, I'm trying to be funny. Now, what?
Stan.
Stan is here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Get him here if you want to be funny.
How's your wife?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How's your wife, Stancy?
I don't know what you're talking about. Go to music, pal.
What's her name, Stancy?
I have no idea. Stancy, very funny. Ouch, my sides.
I was very upset to hear that Stan was married, actually, because I had seen him at your show live.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Poof. Phil Packerman, of course.
Supremely attractive as a matter of fact. Yeah, right. I thought that you could introduce me.
And you see what he did with his shirt and everything.
Oh,
that was
God.
Pretty, I know.
God.
I saw you take that shirt home, made a body shirt out of it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I was like a sponge.
Pillowcase.
I sniff it every night before I go to bed.
Announcing two ways Dodge beats the competition. Aries America and Omni America. The 6995 Aries America has over 30 standard features and is base sticker priced $1,813 less than the Ford Tempo GL four-door. Dodge Omni America, at only $59.95, is equipped with over 40 standard features and is base sticker priced $1,284 less than the Ford Escort GL four-door. And both are backed by the outstanding Dodge 770 protection plan. Plus now, you can save even more by getting $500 cash back on new Dodge Aries Americas in stock. As for details, if you're looking for great values, it's gotta be the Dodge Aries and Omni America. See 770 limited warranty and restrictions at dealer. Sticker prices exclude tax, options, and destination charge.
It's gotta be a Dodge. It's gotta be a Dodge. It's gotta be a Dodge.
The Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is coming your way. April 15th, 16th, and 17th. All cars race on Goodyear Racing Eagles. So Goodyear engineers take the knowledge learned at the track to improve Goodyear Street Eagles. And now, participating Southern California Goodyear retailers have a sale on Goodyear Eagle ST and GT high-performance radials. Buy three Eagle STs or GTs at the regular price. The fourth tire is free. Call 1-800-CAR-1999 for the name of your nearest Goodyear retailer. Then register to win the grand prize, a 1988 Toyota Corolla FX, taxes, registration, or license not included, or 10 second prizes of round-trip tickets for two to any destination flown by TWA in the continental U.S., Hawaii, or Caribbean. Call 1-800-CAR-1999 for the name of your Southern California Goodyear retailer. Registration for sweepstakes and sale ends April 16th at participating Goodyear retailers. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Licensed drivers 18 and older.
Buying tires is something a lot of car owners don't like to do, but you can make tire buying simple if you'll remember the magic word, performance. Yes, get tires that perform. Get them from people who understand performance and get them at a price that gives you cost performance. Get those tires at the Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers in Long Beach, Garden Grove, Covina, Costa Mesa, and in Oxnard. At Super Shops, you'll buy a BF Goodrich Radio TA for as little as $39.95. Get performance. Get the TA Radio tire for as little as $39.95. And get them from the guys at Super Shops. They sell more Radio TAs than anybody. BF Goodrich TA Radio tires as low as $39.95 now at the Super Shop stores in Van Nuys, San Gabriel, La Mirada, Thousand Oaks, and in Torrance.
Super Shops, because everyone deserves performance.
See the Super Shops experts for a tremendous in-stock selection of custom wheels. Traeger, Inky, Centerline, Keystone, and more at your Super Shops store.
KMPZ FM, FM 102. And of course, we will be going to Guy Cafe, where we will be asking Mr. Universe everything you'd want to know about planets, the sun, Uranus, all of that stuff. And we've got all of that and, of course, more. And that is a Guy's Cafe coming up this hour. Now, we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. They are blazing. We will burn through them. I promise. Ellie in the Valley, 520-5858, Orange County, 977-5858, and the Kings of the Sun.
I'm going to tell you a little story
true. If it can happen to me, man, it can happen to you.
Telephone. second. I am so sickened now.
April 12th. pretty damn funny. Morrissey, Suedehead, how are you, Bob?
Everything's going great.
You know, I think you're one of the most funniest guys I know.
Oh, get out.
No, seriously. And I want you to do me a favor. Make me laugh.
Siegfried and Roy.
Very good. Thank you very much. It did make me laugh. Of course, it's like I'm gun-shy. I don't know what I want to do here. I do know that I want to do one thing.
What's that?
And I'm doing it even as we speak. Okay. Here's your chance to talk to Stan.
What?
You know, if you want to give Stan a run for his money. Now, Stan is a pretty agitated individual. He's been put in a washer 3 or 4 times in his lifetime
by
grandparents and mothers and dogs alike. And, of course, we would like to say congratulations once again to two of the people in the Frayed Knots that are getting married.
Mike and Julie.
And it'll be a lovely Jewish wedding. And, of course, they're actually bringing Tupperware to step on after the big ceremony.
It'll be my first.
It'll be your first.
No kidding.
What is that ugly knot on your nose?
It's a love knot from Julie.
Looks like a second nose actually growing there, pal. I'd get it seen.
You're very kind.
The John Merrick of noses.
Like a giant Q-tip.
If you'd like. Oh, boy. All right. You know what? Hell with it. Let's blow format. Oh, I feel good. Give me meat. Fresh meat. KMPC FM FM 102. Here are the numbers if you'd like to talk to Stan. Why, I don't know. LA in the Valley, 520-5858.
Or Phil.
Orange County, 977-5858. No one can talk to Phil, but I do have a number for you, Phil, in Chicago, the Bijou.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
I've got the number tattooed in my forehead.
That's right. I'm getting a new tattoo.
Are you?
You're going to love it.
What's it going to say?
I can't tell you. I'm actually going to have a woman's leg right here tattooed on this side of my arm.
Sure.
And then a woman's leg tattooed here, and then this way when I do that.
Oh. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, that's classy, Kemp.
That's because we are macho men.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
You wouldn't get it. You don't get that.
Sure.
You haven't. That's right. Sure.
What are the problems? I find Stan very attractive.
Yeah, we're
get out of here, please.
See, now I would have gone to the phones, but instead I'm going to music, and then I'm going to go to the phones because I am going to be slick. Well, no, I won't. I'm just doing it because I want to. I want to try doing something different here.
Okay.
I'm tired of Bush League, pal. Bush League. Bush League is an affectionate term for women's softball team. KMBC FM FM 102. We're going to the phones in a couple of minutes.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching you. Freezing on my skin, I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm in too far, I've been way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last.
Marching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through this veil across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the
KMPC, FM, FM 102, and of course, Robert Plant ripping off Guns N' Roses. And of course, Kingdom Come. Two groups have been doing it for about a year, but Robert Plant is ripping them off. Of course, we have somebody in here we'd like to call Mr. Personality. Of course, Mr. Fiberglass in my pants.
Stan, pal.
Stan, thank you very much. And where's your wife, Stan?
I don't get on with the calls, loser.
Speaking of losers,
right.
If you didn't have a shirt to put in your pants like the other day, women would have never looked at you.
Hey, pal, I don't need a shirt to impress women. You know. French bread mean anything to you, pal?
How about money? Yeah, what?
Yeah, this is Jack. You said you wanted something funny. Why don't you look in the mirror?
I already used that line, pal. Get off my phone. Right, what a loser. Can't come up with his own material. What a loser. Probably has no family. Jerk. Putz. Get on with it, Kemp. Give me a real call.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you want to talk to Stan?
Yes, I do.
What do you want?
I'd like to know why Stan is such a bitter man.
I'm not bitter. What's your problem?
You just sound so just bitter all the time. I'd like to know why.
He's three bitter men.
Why don't you go out with me, and then I'll show you how bitter I am. Bitter tasting, that is. Get off my phone. Get her off.
Is this Wally George?
She's a tramp.
Hello.
You don't want me so bad.
Hello?
Yeah, this is, you're on the air with Stan.
What do you want?
Yeah, Stan, what's your problem anyway?
What's your problem?
Hey.
What's your name, first of all?
You got what?
What's your name?
My name is Chastity, honey.
Chastity?
Yeah.
I'd like to get you your belt, babe. Get on with it.
What's your problem anyway? Hey, I want to know, you know, you talk a lot, but I got this feeling. You're just a wimp.
I'm just a wimp.
What are you trying to pull?
Were you over there at Carlson Charlie's?
Huh?
Did you see my gorgeous Adonis-like looks?
Oh, please.
Adonis.
You know, I've got this idea. You're probably 5'4", 182 pounds. You know...
And you're probably a fat slob. Get off my phone. Get her off.
Get out of here.
I want some real women to call.
I want to challenge you, Stan.
You got a fat voice. You're a fat woman. Get off.
I want to challenge this man to a wrestling match.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh,
wait a second.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
Wait, we could hook this up at the Hollywood Tropicana. Well,
will there be ointment involved?
Stan, you better start taking your testosterone shots, honey. You're not gonna last.
Put that woman on hold.
All right, hold on. You're Stan's kind of woman.
All right. Yeah,
hold on. Oh, we might have a wrestling match here with Stan and Queen Kong. Yeah.
Stanley.
What?
Stanley.
Stanley. I've been listening to you. My God, I can just picture what a hunk you are. I mean, come on. We need a win a date with Stanley contest.
There you go.
I mean, I want you. I'm going to win.
This woman knows what she wants. She's going to take your job, Kemp. What?
Let me explain Stan to you, okay?
Go for it.
All right. It's kind of like a potato sack looking object that's over his head. In fact, have you ever seen The Elephant Man?
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
From below?
The opening scene with him in the cage.
Hey.
Think of Adonis and Zeus and combine them. What?
He's beyond it. I want this guy.
Who doesn't? Put her on hold. Maybe we'll have a threesome of a wrestling match, huh?
Yeah.
I got oil.
Huh? Yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah.
What do you
on.
Want?
Man, what makes you so angry, man?
Shut up, punk. Get off. What a loser. Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Ron, dude.
Your name's Loser. Get off. Get him off.
No. Hey, don't call me no punk.
Hey, pal. Say it to my face.
I'll say it to your face.
I want you, pal. I'll kick your hide, you loser.
You're a
what
loser,
do you do
man.
For a living?
You
have a job?
Yeah, I got a job.
What do you do?
In your business. What do you do?
Huh? Hey, pal, I want to know what you do.
What do I do?
Come to my house and clean it, scum.
Right, now, hold on.
Get
a
him
second.
Off.
No, wait a minute, Stan. You just hold on. You don't treat my listeners like this, you a pencil neck geek.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll rip your head off and throw up on your neck, okay?
Yeah,
if
man.
I were you, you treat my listeners with a little more respect, you little weirdo.
Right, all right, keep talking.
All right, I apologize.
Yeah.
All right, there, I took care of him for you.
Yeah.
All right? Because I will take your insides out and serve him for lunch meat at a
shaking
tiger
out,
convention.
I'm shaking.
What is it?
All right, we got him. We took care of it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye, loser.
Yeah.
It's Stan.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you're a stud.
There you go.
I Kemp?
Yeah.
Fight on this.
What? That must be
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Back it up, pal. Let me ask you a question. What's your thing with Stan? Are you two dating?
Shut up.
Oh, I only wish.
He obviously saw me at the first guy show and knew how I took over that show and how damn great I was.
That was your dad.
Yeah, right.
Give me Stan. I'll tear him apart, the little piece of neck weasel.
Yeah, good impression. Get to the next call.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah? What
Hello?
Do you want?
I'd like to speak with Stan, please.
This is Stan.
Hello, Stan.
Who are you?
This is Dina, and I live in Westwood. I'd like to know if you're single.
You want to know if I... Of course I'm single. Haven't you been listening?
Well, wait, aren't you dating somebody from Westwood? Oh, you're married. I heard
I'm
this is
I'm not married. I'm going to wrestle with that babe on hold and the other babe on hold, and if you want to get into it, Dina, you certainly can.
Well, yes, I guess if there's a line forming, I'd certainly like to join.
Yeah.
Now, Dina...
I'd also like to ask Guy if he's going to have another live show.
Yes, I am going to have another live show,
and
Dina,
I'll
but
be there.
Here's the important question. Speaking of impersonations, I have a feeling that you have actually experienced Stan in his real character, which is himself. Is this not correct?
Get her off. get her off the show.
She's
ridiculous.
We want to know what Stan is really like.
She can't walk erect, I'll tell you.
Oh, so you're calling this woman Cro-Magnon?
Get her off. get on to a next call.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, smell me there, babe.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, flat. No, you can't.
I was at this party last night, and I was getting sick of the toilet bowl. I looked down; your picture was right at the bottom of it.
Yeah, you know he. Stan is a pretty.
Aim at you, Stan.
Stan is a pretty unique individual. If I can, I'd like to describe him. Kind of, let's say, raw sores on his knuckles from where they drag on the ground. Of course, if he's not wearing those big white shoes with the heels.
Yeah, sounds about what I'd picture.
Yeah, come to my house and see my real source. Get her off the phone. I'm tired
Yeah,
of her.
We're going to go back to music. One more. What? Hello? Hello?
Cigar.
Yeah. Hello?
Sam, I'm going to drop you like a cheap cigar.
Hey,
you're
pal,
like
why don't you come down to the station? I'll kick your hide, pal.
Your head is so soft, I'm just like a... pincushion. You got that, pal?
What's off like a pincushion?
Your head, you idiot.
Get him off the phone.
No, you shut up. I'm getting tired of the way you treat my listeners.
Shut up, Kemp.
You're a red-headed stepchild. I'm going to beat you like a dog.
You know, if you ever
promises.
Smile...
You lie like a rug.
You should talk to Packerman, not me. Get him off.
JMPC FM, FM 102, and of course, we're here with Stan. Dial Phil Packerman's up in a little bit. I think. We'll be right back.
Station, exhibit A number 65.
Yeah. I won't be sure in isolation.